time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies out there in radio and internet land.
Ooh, yeah, now we got to learn that one.
Grab your stretchy pants, pop an antacid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
And this segment is a hair-raising experience.
Da, 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 da. I'm digging it. I'm swinging around the studio, just dancing around the studio. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, with your fake knee and your fake hip.
All right. Anywho, prior to the dining duo moving into the friendly confines of Sun City, Del Webb, Huntley, most of our marital bliss... You're laughing way too much at that.
Hey, it's been 45 years, my love.
We spent most of the time in Hoffman Estates.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, we seem to find ourselves returning there for various reasons like doctors, stores, restaurants, etc.
Etc., etc., etc.
Yes. While driving down Roselle Road in Schaumburg, a storefront caught Nancy's eye. The sign above the establishment said Brazil Express.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She was excited at the prospect of a fast hair removal procedure and decided to stop in and find out what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
To her embarrassment, it mm-hmm. turned out to be a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. But time for dinner.
Time for dinner.
If I can't have one, I'll take the other.
Okay. From the outside, this restaurant looks tiny, but when you walk in, it is much larger than you would expect.
It is.
It really is.
It is. It's a deceiver.
I was surprised. We thought, well, this little place, how much can be there? You walk in, it's like, whoa. There are approximately 24 tables in the main dining area, and off to the side, there's a private room, which we assume can be used to accommodate larger parties, mm-hmm. larger groups of people.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And when we were seated, the waiter brought over a basket of, oh my. Okay, bear with me, people. Peo de Cuijo.
Tish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
This is perfect. This is Brazilian, my love.
Perfect. Peo de Cuijo.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Brazilian cheese bread.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Why did we even have to put the name in there?
Because I like to see you try and say it.
These were chewy Parmesan mini muffins that were crispy on the bottom. They were absolutely awesome. We could have made a meal just on those tasty little morsels.
Honest to goodness, I want to get a recipe for them, but I don't.
You don't want to.
Because those things are a addicting.
I know.
Oh my.
You can't
gosh.
Eat one or two or three of them. You got to keep going.
Oh, you know, we've been to several Brazilian places and mm-hmm. they all have versions of this.
Mm-hmm.
This was the best because you got the muffin, you got the chewy Parmesan, and then on top it's crunchy cheese. Oh. Oh, what if they.
Stop it. My mouth is watering.
Could just order like, you know, two dozen of those
to go.
Oh man.
Well, if you're going to go two dozen, I go more.
Oh. They are so good.
I think we ate two dozen when we were there.
I know. I think we did.
Now for the soup and salad bar. They had two soups of the day, chicken noodle and broccoli cheese. I tried the chicken noodle soup and Jim tried the broccoli cheese soup, and they were both very tasty. We tried each other's also, mm-hmm. so we could both get a, you know, a fix on it. They were really good.
They both were good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The salad bar had 36 items to choose from. These items range from a green salad with all the fixins, a variety of homemade salads like chicken, potato, etc., and a platter with two kinds of cheese, salami, and olives.
Now, in all fairness, a lot of the 36 items were stuff to go with your salad.
Yeah.
You know, like tomatoes,
cucumbers,
or stuff like that. But they had a good assortment there. They also had the, you know, potato salads and stuff like that. And I would have liked to see a little more Brazilian things on there, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think they have that much, even if you go to a different one.
I just want those little bread balls.
Yeah, that's all I care about.
All I care. Oh, well.
Continue.
Our waiter brought over garlic mashed potatoes and bananas caramelized with sugar and cinnamon.
Those are my favorite.
I honestly don't know why they bring those bananas out first.
I know.
You would think they'd be a dessert.
Yeah, that's why I always, when we go to somewhere else that we like, I always tell them, keep the bananas until I'm all done eating. That's my dessert.
Yeah. But I have to admit, the garlic potatoes, a little bit of cheese on top, they were garlicky.
Oh, God, yeah.
You even liked them.
Oh, God.
They were so good.
Yeah, they were good. They packed a punch, let me tell you.
Yeah, they did. He then asked if we were ready. I said, okay. So he told us what to do. Now, in case you have never been to a Brazilian steakhouse, let us explain.
Exactly.
This particular place had a sign, a little green sign that basically says, we want meat. Okay? And when you want meat, you stick this little sign in this little holder and you put it on a stand. And that tells the waitstaff that you're ready for meat. Let the games begin.
I want meat.
Yeah.
Within seconds after we put our green sign up, men were surrounding our table with 3-foot swords filled with meat. What a hair-raising experience.
I mean, literally, they came running up like a couple seconds afterwards, like, yeah.
I know. Yeah. I didn't expect so many of them at my table at once. I couldn't decide what I wanted. They were starting to fluster me. Okay. They offer 10 different types of meat, such as filet wrapped in bacon, Brazilian sausage, and Parmesan pork, to name a few. They pull out a huge knife and slice off as much meat as you would like. They give you these little tongs at your
table.
Yeah,
and you pull.
And then you
grab
hold on to the meat while they're slicing it, and then you can put it on your plate.
You know, and that really cuts down on a lot of the complaints that they might have, because you got this dude next to you with this sword and a sharp knife.
Yeah.
And, you know, yes, how would you like your you know, steak, medium, wise, any way you want it?
Oh, not me. The process is repeated as many times as you would like throughout the evening. A refreshing end to all of this meat is when they bring out a skewer with a whole roasted pineapple on it, and then they slice it for you. Mmm, that's good.
Here again, give me those little cheese breads and some pineapple. I'm good for the night.
Yeah.
Little sausages are good, too.
Oh, I didn't like their sausages, but we'll get there later.
We're getting ahead of ourselves here. The meats are cooked Tresco style, which means on a rotisserie over charcoal and seasoned to perfection. Every sword has rare, medium, and well-done temperatures to satisfy every taste. If not, they'll cook it to order and come running back to your table. Remember, don't be too fussy. After all, they're carrying big swords.
I know.
So, you know, keep that in mind.
If it looks done enough for you, just take it and
smile.
It's
good enough. Thank you.
This is a good place to go with friends for dinner. You can spend a couple of hours eating, drinking, and talking between courses.
Yeah, because like the two of us, we sat there and there's only so much, you know.
We were in and out. I mean, there's other people, there are families, big families that get together.
They can sit around and talk.
And they're talking
and stuff. A little bit. Yeah, that's mainly what it's a good place for.
Well, we didn't know we were going there for dinner. I was going for something else.
Okay.
There are several Brazilian steakhouses in the area. This one is cheaper. It was okay, but remember, you do get what you pay for. Remember.
Yep. This restaurant is handicap accessible.
And the Precos pricing is as follows. Lunch, they're only open on Friday for lunch, is $24.99. Dinner, Monday through Thursday, is $34.99. And dinner on Friday through Sunday is $37.99.
The price for our Saturday dinner was $93.50. Those swords.
Those swords.
You gotta watch out for those swords.
You gotta watch it.
Ooh, boy.
So, my love, what is your take on this restaurant?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I love the bacon-wrapped chicken. That was good because it had nice seasoning on it.
Yes, that was good. They even got the bacon done pretty good.
Yeah, I like the flubbery.
I know.
Yeah. And I also like the Brazilian sausage.
Not so much me.
Yeah. I was doing good with this place, but my jaw got a workout on the steaks.
Oh, God, yes.
That was kind of a disappointment for me.
You tried a lot of steaks.
Yeah, I tried almost everything.
And I only took the filet, and I couldn't even chew.
My jaw got a workout.
My jaw did, too.
Anyway, what's your take on this, Tuts?
I went in for a waxing and came out with a full tummy. Who would have thunk? I love those addicting little muffins. I could eat a million of them.
Really?
And that would be my dinner.
Give them the particulars, poopsie.
Brazil Express, 1045 South Roselle Road in Schaumburg, 60193. Phone number is 224-353-6315. The website, www.BrazilExpressGrill.com. Directions take Route 47 South to I-90 East to Roselle Road South to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 34 minutes.
For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP.
So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
Mail's in.
Oh, thank you, Morticia.
She's probably not busy anymore. It's not Halloween time.
It's after Halloween, mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, we got a letter from Barb about Hugo's Frog Bar and Chop House in Des Plaines. Or Des Plaines, depending on how you say it.
Yeah. My cleaning lady used to work for Gibson's downtown. And she opened the Hugo's Frog Bar and Chop House downtown also. They sent her over there because she was a chef and she's okay. Very good. And it's got to be good. She comes over, and when I'm cooking dinner or something, when she comes to clean, it's like, oh, Nancy, use this. Do this way. It's even faster and better. She's a great cook.
I don't understand. Can people go in, or is it just for frogs?
People could go in there.
It says Hugo's Frog Bar.
Yeah.
Is it just for frogs?
Kermit goes in there.
Oh, okay.
So... I'm sure Miss Piggy goes with them. Rump-pump. Continue, my love.
That's the best I got.
Yeah, me too.
Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
What you're cooking for vittles, Ray? What's for supper? What do you got?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
And taking a peek in her pot as we speak is our own Granny Nancy with a bunch of recipes, you know, kind of getting a jump on the holiday, give you a bunch of ideas.
It's early November.
We got Thanksgiving coming up.
And I want to get everybody clued in before so that they can do these things before, you know, Thanksgiving is.
Be prepared.
Exactly. That's my motto. I was a Girl Scout.
Okay.
Okay.
What have you got there, Granny?
Candy pretzel turkey bites.
Sounds good to me.
The kids can even have fun making them. You take 12 pretzel twists, or you can get those square pretzels. 36 pieces of candy corn, 24 candy eyeballs, which you have to, you know, you have to get probably at Michael's or Hobby Lobby they or something. Sell candy eyeballs? You know, they have like these little, yeah, they look like they might be googly eyes, but they're not.
Okay.
12 yellow Reese's pieces and 12 Rolos. Preheat your oven to 300 degrees and place pretzels with the salted side down with the double rounded end pointed toward you. Unwrap Rolo candies and place them in the center towards the top of the pretzel. Place them in the oven until the chocolate softens about a minute. Take out and quickly stick the pointed end of the candy corn on the back of the Rolo. Put three of them on the back for the feathers for the turkey.
I get it now. Yeah.
Place the eyeballs on the top of the Rolo, leaving room for the Reese's Pieces as the beak. Stick it in the Rolo so that the edge of the Reese's Pieces is sticking out at you. And gotcha. Voila, you've got a little turkey.
How about that?
That would be cute for the kids for Thanksgiving. And they could even do this and keep out of your hair.
That's true. And some may even look like turkeys when they're done.
Some might.
It's like little blobs with candy corn on it.
But it's so cute because you put the pointed end of the candy corn in the back of the Rolo, and it's their feathers. It's adorable.
Good idea. Thank you, Granny Nancy.
Oh, you're welcome. And I have one more thing that the kids would like to maybe make.
Okay.
They look like pumpkins. They're Rice Krispie treats, though.
All right.
Everybody loves Rice Krispie treats.
Well, who doesn't? Sure.
Exactly. Melt 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter, add 1 8-ounce bag of marshmallows, and stir constantly until melted. Remove from heat. Add approximately 4 drops of red food coloring and 2 drops of yellow food coloring.
Oh, that's how you get the orange.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
To the marshmallow concoction until you have a nice bright orange color. If you need a little more of whatever color, add it. Then mix in 5 cups of Rice Krispies. You form the balls into the size you want, like a baseball maybe.
Oh, okay.
The size, or even smaller if you want. Stick a pretzel stick in the top for the stem. Now, if you're making it, bigger, then you might need a pretzel rod. But a pretzel stick would be perfect.
Okay.
And use green mini airheads for the leaf and vine. They're easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Oh, airheads are those like sour candies, like.
Are they?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you could do that. Look a little
can
pumpkin.
You? Okay. For the leaf and the vine. I don't know.
Yeah. Get a little, right. That would work.
Okay.
Look them like a little pumpkin.
Because they say use fondant, too, if you want. But fondant. But you have to make fondant. This is easier. Grab some airheads, and then the kids can eat whatever's left.
Wasn't fondant the guy on Happy Days?
That's Fonzie.
Oh, never mind.
Now, that's for the kiddies.
Okay.
This is for the mommies.
All right.
Things you should definitely make ahead for Thanksgiving.
Ah, this is a good tip.
Mm-hmm.
Another couple weeks.
Exactly.
Coming up soon, Thanksgiving.
Stuffing. The flavor of stuffing is absolutely 100% better made ahead of time. It lets all the flavors come together in the refrigerator.
That's true. It does, yes.
And it saves you time the day of, because it's already made.
Mm-hmm.
Casseroles, such as the classics like green bean and broccoli cheddar, are great to make ahead of time. They reheat well, and they actually benefit from being made ahead, giving the flavors time to marinate.
Makes sense.
And it saves you time.
All the goodies kind of go together.
Thanksgiving Day.
Kind of like chili.
Yes.
All gets better.
Stuffed peppers. I make stuffed cabbage. I make chili. I don't eat it the first day. I put it away. The next day we have it. Let the flavors get in and mingle.
That's why you're Granny's Vittles, because you know all these things.
Yeah, sure. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetables. Any vegetables that need to be cut, you can do ahead of time. Then when you are ready to use them to roast or for a vegetable tray, they are ready to go. And you don't have to do it on Thanksgiving Day when you have so much more to do.
Oh, like if you're going to make a crudité.
Exactly. You use those big words. I can't say them.
Crudité. That's when you cut up vegetables.
Okay.
And dip them in
dip.
Yeah.
You're a dip. Gravy.
I love gravy.
I do too. Make it ahead of time. buy turkey backs and necks from the grocery store or butcher shop and roast them in the oven to make a delicious turkey stock and then turn it into gravy well ahead of time. There is nothing worse than when you pull the turkey from the oven, having to scramble around in the kitchen to get everything ready and make gravy on top of it. Making the gravy a day or two before allows all the flavors to settle in, and it frees you up the time on Thanksgiving. You know, you got that big turkey looking at you, and now you got to go and do the gravy. You know you have to let the turkey rest, but by the time you're letting the turkey rest, you have to get your buns in the oven because the oven's free now. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many things that you want to get in.
That's true.
Desserts. Make cakes, pies, and cookies at least one day before, but make sure they will hold up for a couple of days. This will relieve a lot of stress on the big day, as well as keeping your oven available for the turkey, rolls, and casseroles. Okay, that's the things that you should definitely make ahead of time.
You know, who needs the Butterball hotline when you have Granny here?
Exactly. Mm,
that's right.
Now, things you should avoid making ahead of time.
Okay.
Anything with fresh greens that will wilt should never be made up ahead of time.
No problem. I don't eat any fresh greens.
I know. Isn't that a pity? Cornbread loses its nice crunchy crust and hot moist insides if cooked ahead of time. If you use a cast iron skillet, that will keep your oven free for other things.
Oh, good idea.
Uh-huh.
Good idea.
The turkey or any other proteins should never be made ahead of time.
Oh, of course not, no.
Reheating it can make it dried, and it is the star of the show today. So it has to be great.
Yeah, especially when you walk into the house and you smell the turkey.
Yeah, you can't smell just, it doesn't smell when you're just warming it up.
And half the fun of Thanksgiving is sneaking into the kitchen and stealing little bits of the brown turkey skin, crunchy turkey skin. Oh. It's fun for me anyway.
Yeah, now I know what you do. That's why my turkey looks skinned.
Oops.
Mm-hmm.
Should have thought that through before
you
I said
should
something.
Have. Okay. Mashed potatoes are a definite no-go on making.
Really?
But you can prep, well, yeah, because then they get gummy, gluey-like.
Oh.
But you can prep them ahead of time if you have room in your refrigerator. I do this all the time, whether I'm making stuffed peppers with mashed potatoes, and it's not a holiday, it's just for Jim and I. I peel, cut, and let them soak in a pot filled with cold water in the refrigerator overnight.
You do that.
I
yes.
do.
Oh.
You get rid of the old water, and then you put in new water before you boil them and salt the water.
Oh.
It gets rid of a little bit of starch, too, so it doesn't always go over on you on the stove. You know, when you have to put the cover on and have it open a little bit?
No.
Uh-huh. So I hope that this helps in your preparation for Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, Granny, I think you've really helped a lot of people.
Did I?
For Thanksgiving coming up. I think you have.
I was going to get some information on turkeys, but I figured everybody's made them already. So it would you know.
If not, call a Butterball hotline. You're good to go.
You can always go online. That's what I always do anyway, and check on temperatures. Just
That's
to
right.
make sure my turkey is well and not bloody.
And good luck with everyone's Thanksgiving cooking.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving. When it gets closer to Thanksgiving, we will have our turkey song for you.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Our annual turkey song comes out of the archives every year.
Yes, that's right.
That'll be our next show.
Yes. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
That's what we eat. The very best.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
I was at a dance.